Why did you decide to run for governor?
Well, I was doing just fine sitting at home and working and doing my jobs. And I noticed that one day on the news, I heard that Governor Walker was going to veto the permanent fund money from the people. And I became upset over it. And I says, how can they do that? Governor Hammett set up the permanent fund. He said it was going to be permanent. And he also said that one day there are going to rise up and take the money from the people. And I was hoping that day wasn't going to come, and it did show up 2 years ago. So I decided, well, I can't allow that to happen, because if that happens, no one else is going to come up to the plate and take a swing at it. They're going to sit home and not do anything. And I know that I'm called to stand up and fight for the people. I'm not a politician. I'm not a I'm not a lobbyist. I'm not a lawyer. I'm just a common man like every individual in Alaska. And I think it's important that we protect the rights of Alaskans. And if we don't do that, I believe that the permanent fund is going to be taken away from the people. They just put a bill together, SB 26. They're going to take 3 years of the next year dividend. They do have a clause in the bill stating that at any time they can take all the fund money away from the people. And it's going to take a governor that's going to fight and stand up and stop them in their tracks. And as an executive director, I've already talked to a few representatives and a senator about what they're doing to our permanent fund. And I'm letting them know early on in the game that when I become governor of Alaska, I'm going to take executive action to stop them in their tracks. I have a plan, a budget plan, and it's an awesome plan. It's called an 81-9-10 plan. 81% of the money is going to be used to run Alaska, the state. 9% of the money is going to be used for a competitive. And so those money, like let's say if we use $10 billion, $300 million would be given to the House, $300 million will be given to the Senate, and $300 million will be given to our administration as a competitive fund. So what that does is we're going to use that money for the infrastructure of Alaska to build Alaska back up.
What sources of revenue do you see?
Well, we have, like I said earlier, we have $17.6 billion in earning reserve, but the earning reserve is a stock market fund. So if the stock was to fall and crash right now, we could lose billions of dollars. What I would like to do is take some of that money out and roll it into the CBR fund. The 89-10 plan is the 10% I'm going to ask all the umbrella agencies all over the state of Alaska to take a 10% cut, which is going to be $935 million. What I want to ask them to do is them to make the cut. So let's take an example here. If you have 10 pencils sitting on a table, we're going to take one pencil away from them and leave them 9. So we'll roll that money into the CBR fund, because there's a lot of waste that we don't know about. You know, did you know that there's jobs that have been created with no one sitting behind the desk and the money is sitting there? We're gonna find out where that money is, and we're gonna use that appropriately. I think it's really important that the state opens up the books of the people and the people know what's going on in our state government.
So you mentioned the permanent fund and the budget. What are some other issues that you would like to pursue?
Okay, I'm an old school Republican. I'm a conservative Republican. I'm not a fly-by-night Republican. I'm not a Republican that is a marshmallow, but a strong core, hardcore Republican. What I'm going to do on the first day, my executive order is to stop abortion in Alaska immediately, because I will not have the blood of babies on my hands when I become governor. I do support David Eastman's bill, House Bill 250 and House Bill 251, to make it illegal for anyone to kill any more of our children. Now, the reason why I'm saying that is because we have to think about this. Is our state a blessed state, or is our state a cursed state? According to what I believe, our state is the cursed state. Well, why do I say that? is because we're killing off our future generations of children. We're killing off our House, our Senate, our mayors, our governors, our presidents. We're not giving them a chance to live. And I am a true, honest Republican that's going to fight for the children.